On Florida International University Week, can an algorithm save your life? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chen Min, the endowed SunTrust Bank professorship holder and associate professor, Department of Information Systems and Business Analytics, explores how this might be the case.
Stroke is among the most common, dangerous, and misdiagnosed medical conditions. Timely detection is key. Patients treated within the first hour of symptom onset have a much higher survival rate and lower risk of long-term brain damage. This is known as the golden hour. However, patients often miss this crucial early diagnosis window, and this is particularly true for certain groups such as Blacks, Hispanics, women, and older adults on Medicare. Our research demonstrated that a machine learning algorithm employing data from hospital records and the social determinants of health can help diagnose a stroke quickly with 83% accuracy, even before lab tests or diagnostic images are available. The strength of this algorithm also lies in its ability to continually improve its performance as it analyzes more data. We use data from suspected stroke patients to train the model, like their age, race, and how many chronic conditions they might have. The data included over 140,000 hospital visits in Florida. But we didn't stop there. We combined this with social determinants of health data from the American Community Survey. These are the non-medical factors that can also play a role in health outcomes, such as income and whether a person has stable housing. Using all this information, the algorithm can be a powerful tool and help medical teams identify a stroke patient earlier. This kind of speed can be a game changer, significantly improving a patient's health outcome. It could be especially beneficial in underserved communities where access to timely and advanced diagnostic tools is limited.
That was Chen Min of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.